Before hitting the Gone drive, Haar decided that it would prove interesting to see how Earth put the technological information that he'd provided to use.
How far in the future do we want to go, Cap'n?
Let's say 500 years, Geezer, Haar said. We've already seen 750 years in the past, so why not try their future? Geezer shrugged noncommittally, but stuck in the data and prepared to hit the button when Haar stopped him.
Any chance you can put us outside of the atmosphere? I really don't want to have another diplomatic debacle come up if things aren't as good as we may hope.
I can do all sorts of things with the Gone Drive 3.0, Chief.
Geezer made another adjustment and then pressed the button.
Sir?
Lieutenant Moon said almost immediately.
Yes, Hank?
We have trouble.
Haar sighed. Wasn't that always the case?
Geezer, be ready to get us back to Segnal Prime on my command.
All charged and set.
Haar took the ladder as quickly as possible, getting up to the bridge in less than a minute. The screens were full of images of very large spaceships, many times the size that even the SSMC had as part of their fleet. There were large tubular ones, enormous triangular ones, and smaller rectangular ones. All in all, they just looked to be a massive fleet of ships.
What's the problem, Hank?
They're all turning toward the Thur.
Oh, yeah, I guess they are. Why do you think...
The ship's alarm suddenly went off.
Incoming warheads, sir,
said Sandu. Shields up.
Holy shit, there must be thousands of missiles headed our way, said Jesden.
Geezer?
Not even thinking about counting down, sir.
And the spacescape changed again. Where there had been the impending doom of Earth's space fleet, there was now the welcoming look of Segnals. Except